With the Dodgers. Yeah, I have to go with the Dodgers.
Of course, how predictable is that?
Since it's your new team.
That is my team. I've been a Dodger fan for at least 48 hours. Stop it. Don't put that on me. First of all, I love Walker Buehler, but that's beside the point.
He thought he was left-handed earlier in the show.
Yeah, that's because of my stupidity. I should have known he was right because I love him so much. I think they have the better rotation, especially with the injury to the Yankees now, but I also think they have a better
lineup.
And
who's that injury to?
And they're hungrier, too.
And who's that injury?
Paxton.
Oh, I was just saying.
What's his first name?
Sometimes you say things. I just want to quiz you to make sure you know what you're talking about.
Overall, though, the Dodgers have the better team, and I think they'll be the favorite for the World Series over the Yankees. I think the Dodgers will be one of the Yankees, too. I could look that up, though, to make sure about that.
I look at both of these teams, and the only concerns I see are pitching, starting pitching, and it's hard to say because Kershaw tailed off last year. He's not going to be the 19-4 guy. Buehler, yeah, I think he's pretty much a sure thing. David Price, who knows? 12-12, maybe. He'll probably get some offensive support. As far as the Yankees go, Gerrit Cole better be Gerrit Cole, because you've lost Paxton now for 3 to 4 months. Severino is coming off of a serious injury. Tanaka, as Buster likes to say every time he talks about him, his elbow's about to explode any pitch. So I think with the Yankees, it's not going to matter how they're pitching. It's because they're going to score so many runs.
Yeah, I think the Yankees are better than the Dodgers right now. And it pains me to say, I'd rather it be the Dodgers. I wish it was the Dodgers, but it's not the Dodgers. It is the Yankees. And especially if they were hypothetically matching up with each other, what did the Dodgers put in their rotation? 3 to potentially 4 left-handed pitchers. What do the Yankees have in spades? Right-handed power hitters. Yeah. Okay, they match up extremely well with that Dodgers pitching staff. Gleyber Torres, right-handed. Aaron Judge, right-handed. Miguel Andujar, right-handed. Luke Voit, right-handed. Gary Sanchez, right-handed. Aaron Judge, right-handed. Like, everybody you count on for the Yankees offensively is a right-handed hitter. Urshela is right-handed. Like, this team is loaded with right-handed hitters. They would match up well in a situation where they're actually playing them in a World Series. And then when you look at the bullpen, the Dodgers' bullpen is no great thing either. Kenley Jansen's on the way down. Blake Treinen, and I don't know what he's going to be this year. The Yankees' bullpen is still phenomenal when you look at Chapman and Canely, et cetera.
You mentioned those right-handers, though. There are some question marks in that lineup. Look, they're going to score a billion runs this year, but Stanton, who knows what he's going to be this year? Is it going to hit 50 home runs, or is it going to hit 7 and be hurt all year? Andujar, same thing. Not going to hit 50, but which Andujar are we getting? The rookie, the first-year guy or the second-year guy who couldn't stay on the field? Sanchez, is he going to hit 180, or what's he going to do? There are some questions in that Yankee lineup.
By the way, as of the 1st, what's today, the 3rd?
Today is the 5th.
The 5th, I made a mistake on that.
February.
So this was before the trade. The Yankees were 3-1, and the Dodgers were 3.5-1. Huh. That was before the trade, though. So
who's 3rd? Astros?
3rd would have been the Astros. Yeah. But this was a while ago. Now let's see what they are now that they've pulled the trigger on all this stuff and see if the Dodgers pass the Yankees on this.
I mean, how excited are you, Arnie? Because this is all you ever want.
Yeah, I want the Blue Bloods. I do.
All you want are Blue Bloods in big markets. So, but you tell us that the baseball season...
It's not bad for baseball, you're telling me, is it?
Oh, it's going to be great. If those two teams are in the World Series, you imagine the ratings?
Through the roof.
The ratings will be through the roof. That is true. From a network perspective, a season where they're both trending towards 110 wins and playing each other, that would be good. I think what's really good for baseball, though, and it's really good for fans, is that there are other teams that are trying to be interesting this year. It still very well may end up with Dodgers, Yankees in the World Series, but the Nationals are going for it again. The Phillies are going for it and spending in a big way. The White Sox, the Twins, there are markets. Even the Blue Jays went out and signed Hyunjin Ryu. Like, there are markets that haven't tried to be competitive for a number of years that are going for it this year. Look at what the Reds have done. They've gone out and gotten out everybody. Mike Moustakas, Nick Castellanos, Trevor Bauer last year, Sonny Gray last year. There are a lot of teams now that are going for it that haven't been going for it. So it may end up being what you all think it's going to be at the end, but at least there's other markets that are involved in the conversation.
Brewers,
Twins.
They're going to get their injured guys back. Yeah, absolutely. Twins. Minnesota's one of those teams I just always look at and go, no way. And you don't even pay attention to them, and you realize they've hit 250 home runs.
They're like the 6th favorite. They're 18-1. So I think baseball, and that was, again, before the trade. I think baseball's on them. They don't want to get burned by
them. How about Milwaukee with Yelich back?
That is 50-1.
Wow,
and by the way,
really?
The Blue Jays are 100-1, and they're toward the bottom. I thought they have a lot of good talent.
Where are the Sox there?
The Red Sox are 50-1.
When was the last time we saw that going into a season?
I'm sure the Mariners are about third from the bottom. I'm sure the Mariners are ahead. Let me guess. I would guess the Mariners are ahead of the Royals.
They are ahead of the Royals.
Ahead of the Tigers.
Yes, and two more teams.
Ahead of the Pirates.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Orioles.
Right. One more.
Oof.
Miami Marlins.
Oh, the Marlins. Oh, so the Pirates are ahead of the Mariners.
Yes. Marlins are 500-1.
Go get them, Derek.
Yeah. The Orioles and the Tigers and the Marlins all are 1,000-1. So, you know, good luck to you there. Spend some money on that one, huh?
Well, hey, I'll put the Mariners in at to get a wild card spot and see what happens.
Yeah, there's I don't know if I'm taking a long shot. There's not too many that, except for the Angels at 30-1. They seem to be the longest shot on the board that may have some chance of you know, putting together a run there.